I do want to join everyone in congratulating Mrs. Mary Jones on her win. Georgia Associated Broadcasting winner. Wow, what a major win. Congratulations to you. Outstanding work being done to have earned that. Congratulations, Mrs. Jones. Well, what do y'all think about that? Lady Bird, we had more. Best Actress in a Motion Picture or Drama went to Frances McDormand. Three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. Best Actor in a Motion Picture Drama. Not the same movie. Darkest Hour is the movie. Gary Oldman, the actor, who won the award. What about The Disaster Artist? Best Actor in a Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy category went to James Franco. Best Actress in a Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy? Actress, Ms. Ronan. And Lady Bird, Sam Rockwell, three boards outside Ebbing, Missouri, for Best Supporting Actor, any motion picture. And the list goes on. In television, The Handmaid's Tale. Have any of you seen that? The Handmaid's Tale. Best television series in the drama category goes to The Handmaid's Tale. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, best television series, musical or comedy. Best limited series or motion picture made for television went to Big Little Lies. Any of those that we've called out happen to be on your list of must-see television shows? Or are all of those programs that you just haven't checked out yet, if you plan to check them out at all? Well, those are some of the winners. One of the things that we also heard about, though, during the Globe Awards this year is the discontent with regards to how women are not showing up in the award and winners list enough. And when it comes to pay, you know, this is something that we've been hearing about for quite some time now, for decades. Equal pay for equal work. What are your thoughts about that? Should that be the way it's done? If someone's doing the same work as someone else, should they be paid the same as someone else? And a lot of the ladies who were speaking to us this year during the Golden Globes Awards were saying that women should be paid the same thing that men are paid when they're doing the same work. We heard a number of people speak out about that in a few fields. What do you think? If they're doing the same type of work, should they be given the same pay? Or is it okay for someone to be paid much less than their peers? I'm not talking about the person who is one line above them on the hierarchy. We're talking about their peers. Same level. Same type of work. Is it okay for peers to be paid on different levels of pay with a significant difference being part of the equation? Or should people who are doing essentially the same type of work be paid the same salary regardless of color of skin, regardless of gender? Should the ladies be making the same amount of money as their male peers when they're doing the same type of work? I think they should. I think it's a good thing for people who are doing the same type of work to be paid the same salaries, regardless of gender, regardless of color. I say, hey, go ahead and pay them the same thing. Our executives who are responsible for making those decisions, my guess is you'd get just as much pleasure out of paying people the same for doing the same type of work as you get out of giving them very different pay. In fact, you might even get more pleasure out of it. Because I'm thinking, on the one hand, we all have a conscience. And I would think that your conscience bothers you at least a little when you know that the pay is unfair. And my guess is, on the flip side of that, your conscience would really be clear And you'd be probably a happier person in the long run by giving people the same pay for doing the same type of work and not make a difference between their gender or their skin color. They're working for your company. They're helping, you know, they're working for the company that you're helping to run, the company that you're helping to make great or to keep great. Do great things for all of your employees by being fair. You know, if you're going to pay one $300,000 a year, pay the others $300,000 a year. You know, if you're going to pay that white man $300,000 to do this type of work, then pay the black man $300,000 to do that kind of work. The female Hispanic, $300,000 to do that type of work. The white female, $300,000 to do that same type of work. If it would please you to pay a white male $3 million a year, you know, that type of work, pay a black male $3 million to do that type of work. A white female, a white Hispanic, an Asian female, $3 million to do that type of work. I'm just saying, be fair. And my guess is the money is there. You can handle it. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if the company benefited financially as a direct result of being fair to all the people who you pay. Contractors, consultants, employees, paying everyone equitably. My guess is that sense of fairness would have its own rewards. And I mean, including financial rewards. That's my guess. So I say, go ahead and because it's the right thing to do, go ahead and pay everyone the same pay you would give the person that you would tend to favor the most. Pay everyone else that same thing. Well, let's take a look some more at what we got coming up for this week. One of the things we'll be looking into has to do with business. We're going to start the conversation today, but today and then I think again on Saturday. Yeah, Saturday, we're going to be taking a look at monies that are available for business owners of color. Today we'll look at business owners in general, and Saturday we'll focus specifically on black women. And don't worry, you're listening to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. on 1550 AM The Voice, WTHB. And you have options. So if for whatever reason you're not able to join us on Saturday, I can imagine some of you saying, oh, wait a minute, I want to hear that. I want to hear you talk about monies that are available for black female entrepreneurs, but I'm not going to be able to listen on Saturday. No sweat. You can go to speakingwith.com and you can listen online at your convenience. We'll have the program posted sometime after it airs on 1550 AM. And after that, you'll be able to go back and listen at your convenience, whether it's later Saturday or whether it's sometime next week. And we make it easy. You just go to speakingwith.com, click on Listen online at your convenience. You'll see the list of the names of guests and topics, and you just scroll to the one that you're particularly interested in. Click on the name of that guest or topic, and you'll see the segments come up. Click on the segments you want to hear, and do it when you're ready. Listening at your convenience. I'll be right back.